Penn Forest Principal Gene Brammer says the playground's wood was deteriorating after 2 decades, so the Roanoke County School Board, Parks and Recreation, and Rockydale Quarries have chipped in with $150,000 in in-kind labor to replace it.
When we get the new one back in, I think they'll be excited, and folks from all over will use it. It's not just Penn Forest, it's not just even Southwest County. Folks from all over the valley come.
The Freedom Playground has been out of commission all summer, but a new coated metal and plastic version should be ready by the time school starts in the county on August 25th. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.